think it was about 5 years ago that I was asked to preach at my home congregation. Was it 5 years ago? Well, you're supposed to have the better memory than me. It was their 125th anniversary, and so they had asked me to preach. It was actually a pretty easy sermon to put together because it was really kind of a combination of talking a little bit about that congregation's history, talking a lot about my faith story, the relationships I had with individuals in the congregation I was growing up, and then talking a little bit about what the future might hold for them. And so I did it. It all went well. People were very gracious and kind. I got greeted by people afterwards, people that I struggled to figure out who in the world they were because they knew me when I was this big. But it was all good. Did it in about 15 minutes, I think. The sermon part. So Jesus comes back to his home congregation. He, too, gets to pick out the scripture he wants to read. And then he gets to comment about it. Preach. He did it in one sentence. Took me 15 minutes. He did it in one sentence. Not a bad thing. A lot of you are going, yeah, that's the kind of preacher we need here. Old friend of mine has the struggle that a lot of preachers have. Now, I don't know if, for those retired folks with us, clergy retired folks, feel the same way, but I've always felt that Christmas and Easter were the two toughest sermons to preach. Because it's all been said before. And it's really hard to come up with something that's unique that people haven't heard before. And so my friend Kurt was faced with the exact same problem. And he went and he did the gospel reading, went up into the pulpit, and said, "Christ is risen." And the congregation responded with, "He is risen indeed." And he paused and he said, "Well, I really don't think I can add to that." And he sat down. I've often thought about trying that, but now I guess I can't. But it is funny how we try to come up with these new and unique ways, and then Jesus was able to condense something down into one sentence. But that one sentence really wasn't there, I think, so much to involve the people in what the Scripture said as to make a proclamation to them that this is what he's going to do. It is his job description. It is his to-do list. That these are the things that I'm bringing to the table as I begin my ministry. To-do lists are interesting things because we all have them. Dennis has a big red book that's dog-eared that has all his things in it. But we have to-do lists for all kinds of different things. We have to-do lists sometimes to talk about the things that we need to do when we go out shopping. We have to-do lists about the things we need to do around the house. We have to-do lists about the things we need to do with work. We have to-do lists with the things we have to do with church. We have to-do lists with the things we have to do within our communities. Sometimes they're all on one list. Sometimes there's a variety of different lists in different places according to the things that we're going to do. And we're always adding and subtracting things from our to-do lists. But what are the things that go on those lists? Okay, yeah, obviously the things we need to do. But they're the important things, aren't they? The piddly things we don't worry about. Well, some of us do. But usually it's just the important things, the bigger things that end up on the list, so we can remember that these are the things that we have to do. Do we have a to-do list for our faith lives? Most of you probably don't. But the fact is that that remains as important of an aspect of our lives as do our work lives, our home lives, and our social lives. And yet within our faith lives, we don't necessarily construct a big to-do list. We might have, well, I need to come to church, or we just come to church when we can. And some of us have to-do lists that are church-related if we find ourselves saddled with the responsibility of being on a ministry team. Well, I got a meeting I got to go to. Well, I got this event I need to be participating in. And so we put that on the to-do list. But that's not our faith to-do list. Our faith to-do list more is of the stuff that Paul was talking about. And of that list that Paul had, most of us don't really find anything that we fall comfortably under. And so we look at it and go, well, okay, where am I in this? The last line. The last line of the second reading, but strive for the greater gifts. So what's a greater gift? Well, that depends on the person. You see, your greater gifts are those gifts that have been part of your lives, those gifts that make you who you are, those gifts that allow you to be able to share some semblance of the gospel message of Jesus Christ through your lives. Are you a preacher? Well, maybe not. You're not going to stand on a street corner with a floppy leather Bible proclaiming Jesus as Lord to anybody who's passing. You might not be able to bring it up in conversation with individuals. Okay, so you don't do that. Well, what is it that you do? Well, you live your life as Christ has asked you to live your life. You live your life out of love. You live your life out of compassion. You live your life out of concern for other people. You live your life as a gift that God has blessed you with and calls you to share with the world around you. You live your life in a way that allows you to share those gifts that God has blessed you with. Your time, your talent, your treasure, all of those things to be able to give back a portion to the world in which we live in the name of Christ. But we don't have those on our to-do list, do we? When's the last time on your to-do list you wrote, commit an act of compassion? Give to the poor. Give a dollar to a homeless person. Make a point of spending an hour in a soup kitchen. Visit a stranger in a hospital or a care center. All those things and so much more make up a list that never ends of things that God calls us to do individually and collectively. Things where we can take those greater gifts that God has blessed us with and to move out into the world and to be able to share the gospel message of Jesus Christ, not by quoting scripture to people necessarily, but living our lives out of love and compassion, giving of ourselves to people in need, allowing people to understand the presence of God through what we bring to them. Just through words of kindness, words of compassion, words of concern, or even just a listening ear. The greater gifts that God has blessed us with are those things that allow us to change the world in which people live. To allow individuals to understand a little bit greater through what we can offer to them, what it truly means to be a brother and sister of Christ, a child of God. By taking those greater gifts that we have been blessed with and going out into the world and actually using them. Putting them on our to-do list. to see that each and every day we are able to go out and share those blessings, to share that love, to share that compassion, to share our treasures, to share our time, to be able to take those gifts and to use them in a way that can change somebody's life, somebody's world. The challenge is, how are you going to get it on your to-do list? Is it important enough for you to put it there? Or is it just going to be regulated to that thing that happens whenever it happens? Or is it going to be a priority enough for us to put it down there, to make sure that in some form, in some fashion, we share those greater gifts? They've been given to us for a reason and for a purpose. These greater gifts have formed and shaped who we are. They are the history of us individually, and they are the history of the people who have gone before us that have so helped mold us into who we are. And they are gifts that God calls us to use and to share. Find your greater gifts. Get them on the list. And make sure that each and every day you find a way to share them with the world. Because when we do share them with the world, we have, in turn, shared them with God. Because the greatest gift we can ever give back to God is allowing Him to understand that what we've been given, we readily, eagerly, and daily share with the world around us. Those things that are blessings to us are given to us to be blessings for others. It is worth being on the to-do list.